USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled next Thursday's second presidential debate. The commission made the decision yesterday to make it a virtual debate, something President Trump said he wasn't interested in participating in. Now in a statement, the commission says it's turning its full attention to the final debate scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Hurricane Delta continues to move ashore, dropping several inches of rain and bringing tropical storm force winds to Louisiana and parts of Texas. Thousands remain without power as the storm slowly moves ashore. The high winds are also pushing dangerous storm surges ashore, with some areas already reporting surges of up to 7 feet. The storm is expected to continue to batter Louisiana until after midnight tonight. After that, the system is expected to move across into northern Mississippi and then into the Tennessee Valley later this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The president is making good on his promise to hit the pavement. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. For USA Radio, I'm Val Dior.
A new Gallup poll says that a majority of voters believe themselves to be better off now than they were in 2016. The survey found that 56% of registered voters polled said they were better off now, with just 32% saying they're worse. That compares favorably to previous polls for presidents seeking re-election. 45% of voters asked the same question in 2012 say they were better off than they were in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett are scheduled to begin Monday morning. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn told C-SPAN about the process of holding a hearing of that magnitude in the middle of the pandemic.
We have had 125 hybrid hearings in the Senate since this took place. 21 of those have been at Judiciary Committee. That is the model. The hybrid model is what we will use for the hearings next week. They begin on Monday. They will finish on Thursday. We will then begin the process of voting her from committee, and we will take the final vote to move her to the floor for consideration on the 22nd. And then a few days later, you're going to have the vote to confirm her to the court. It will be done the last week of October.
Stocks rebounded on Friday to post their best weekly gain since August. The Dow Jones closed up 161 points to add more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 rose just under 1%, and the NASDAQ gained 1.4%. Investors remain hopeful that another stimulus package could be on the way after President Trump extended a counteroffer to House Democrats for a $1.8 trillion stimulus deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have resumed their negotiations over the deal with the new offer on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.